Louisiana Supreme Court building is being formally named for the late Chief Justice Pascal Caliguero, Jr. Caliguero was the longest-serving justice in the court's history. He served on the Supreme Court for 36 years, including 18 as Chief Justice. He retired in 2008 and died last year. The legislature voted in June to name the French Quarter building that houses the High Court after Caliguero. The current justices are to gather at the building for a naming ceremony this afternoon. Two top Louisiana Republicans are calling on GOP lawmakers in the state House to decide on their own who will be speaker for the new four-year term that begins in January. U.S. Senator John Kennedy and Attorney General Jeff Landry sent the Republican House members a letter suggesting that Democrats shouldn't have a say in the House's top leadership job. Kennedy and Landry are co-chairmen of a political action committee that raised money to support conservative GOP candidates and help elect several members of the state House. Republicans hold 68 of the 105 House seats. Kennedy and Landry are urging the GOP members to negotiate among themselves and unanimously support a Republican contender for Speaker when the vote is held January 13th with the start of the new term. A Louisiana man has been sentenced to 21 years in prison for the drunk driving deaths of three people who were trying to help a stranded motorist. The Jefferson Parish District Attorney's Office says 40-year-old Todd Williams was sentenced Monday. He had pleaded guilty to three felony counts of vehicular homicide. The accident happened late on June 16th on an elevated expressway in suburban New Orleans. The victims were three men who had gotten out of two cars to help a motorist who had a flat tire. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine is heralding the completion of a huge new rocket for the program aimed at putting a man and a woman on the moon. Bridenstine was in New Orleans Monday for a close-up look at the first newly completed core stage rocket of NASA's Space Launch System. Later this month, the core stage will be transported on the Mississippi River by barge from New Orleans to Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. It's to undergo tests there before being taken to Cape Canaveral. NASA's goal is to put a man and woman on the moon by 2024. Jefferson Parish Public Schools is standardizing student fees across the district. WWNO's Jess Clark has more.
Public schools often charge student fees for things like art supplies, band, technology, or for getting a student ID or agenda. In Jefferson Parish Schools, those fees varied between schools and in some cases cost hundreds of dollars. This week, the school system decided to set a standard range for each type of fee. Cade Brumley is the district superintendent.
83% of our student population is economically challenged in Jefferson Parish, and we have to be thoughtful in providing the education they deserve in a reasonable way.
The new policy allows maximum fees between $10 and $100, depending on the type of fee. It also allows families struggling financially to request waivers. Waivers would cut the fee in half. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Activists protested a proposed chemical plant outside the state's Department of Environmental Quality today. Travis Lux reports.
Under tents and in the rain, environmental groups gathered to speak against the Sunshine Project, which is a chemical plant proposed to be built in St. James Parish by Taiwanese company Formosa. Barbara Washington is with Rise St. James. She's concerned about the amount of air pollution the project will add to the parish, which is already home to several chemical plants.
So thanks for your interest in the parish of St. James. But no thanks. Move on. Yes. We are full.
St. James is full.
The protesters also expressed concern about Formosa's environmental record in Texas, where it has a plant with a history of plastic pollution issues. A spokesperson for the company said the Louisiana facility will be designed to reduce or eliminate plastic pollution. A spokesperson for the Department of Environmental Quality said there's no timeline for approving or denying the project. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
New Orleans police announced a pair of suspects in the December 1st Canal Street shooting. Police Chief Sean Ferguson said 21-year-old Stafford Starks is under arrest for 8 counts of attempted murder. Starks was also among those shot during the incident. A warrant has been issued for the other suspect, the 22-year-old LeBryson Polidor, who currently faces 10 counts of attempted murder. The investigation links the early Sunday morning shooting to a feud in St. Mary Parish.